Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. state of California is a few days away from tighter restrictions as intensive care units reach near capacity levels with the latest surge in coronavirus cases. Governor Gavin Newsom said Thursday regional stay-at-home orders will likely go into effect in the next day or so. With less than 15% ICU availability, Newsom said, if he did not act now, the hospital system will be overwhelmed. Each of the state's five regions will separately activate the governor's order, which also bans private gatherings and requires masks and social distancing in public places. Former President Jimmy Carter here in the U.S., joining three other former living presidents here in the U.S. as well, encouraging Americans to get a COVID-19 vaccination shot as soon as it becomes available. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper reporting Carter's office did not confirm whether he planned to get the vaccine. Carter is 96 years old. Also Thursday, former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all agreed to get vaccinated on camera to help instill confidence in Americans to get the injection. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. top infectious disease expert, also said that he would be willing to be vaccinated on camera. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control vaccine advisors are recommending that healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be the first in line for any coronavirus vaccines that get emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And Facebook announced it will begin removing false claims about COVID-19 vaccines from its social media platform as part of an ongoing campaign to combat the spread of misinformation about them. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors are discussing a deal with lawyers for Huawei finance chief Meng Wanzhou to resolve criminal charges against her, signaling a potential end to a case that has strained ties between the United States, China, and Canada. Meng was arrested in Canada in December of 2018 on a U.S. arrest warrant on charges of misleading banks about Huawei's business in Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. The Wall Street Journal was first to report the possible deal, which would follow nearly 2 years under house arrest in Canada while she fought extradition to the United States. Further negotiations are expected to take place on Friday. Meng is due back in a British Columbia Supreme Court on Monday as she fights extradition back here to the U.S. The U.N. Secretary General said Thursday the damage COVID-19 has done globally will not be undone by a vaccine, and a full recovery will take years, if not decades. Antonio Guterres told a high-level special session of the General Assembly, in his words, "We face the biggest global recession in 8 decades, and these intergenerational impacts are not due to COVID-19 alone. They are the result of long-term injustices that have been exposed by the pandemic." Nearly 80 heads of state and government are addressing the two-day summit by video, which will also include presentations from scientists, experts, and the head of several UN agencies, including the Director General of the World Health Organization. An official installed by the Trump administration as a liaison at the Justice Department has been banned from the building. Three people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press. Heidi Stirrup was told within the last 2 weeks to vacate the building after top Justice Department officials learned she was trying to collect insider information about ongoing cases and department work on election fraud. Stirrup, a top ally of Trump advisor Stephen Miller, had been quietly installed at the Justice Department as a White House liaison a few months ago. The United Nations Commission on Narcotics, Drugs voted Wednesday to remove cannabis and cannabis resin from a category of the world's most dangerous drugs, which could impact the global medical marijuana industry. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.